Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. It's my college football history special. Today, I'm going to highlight, in my opinion, the two greatest coaches that ever coached college football on this highest level. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen this morning. Well, everybody knows that it's college football. It's upon us, started last weekend. And then we got Labor Day weekend, and all the big schools are playing, especially when I'm broadcasting it live from my home studios here in my home in the town of Douglasville, Georgia. Not my hometown, because I'm from the 901 Memphis, Tennessee. But these two gentlemen on the screen, I think sometimes are not really respected of what they really mean to college football into the National Football League. Now, when you talk about all the coaches right now, this in the college football landscape, we talk about Kirby Smart at Georgia. We talk about, of course, Nick Saban at Alabama, and duly right. They deserve all the respect. But I heard something about a week and a half ago, and I'm not a big guy that goes around watching TV and watching other sports programs, and I try to stay away from ESPN, the four-letter network. But I heard this gentleman, and his initials are CR, and he goes by the name of Mad Dog. And they had a topic of saying the greatest college football coach of all time. And this gentleman said Era Parseghian and Notre Dame. And I just could not really get that out of my head. So what I did, I said, you know what? When I go to work the next day, I believe it happened on the Thursday, I go to work on Friday. I'm going to really think about that while I'm out working. And I said, okay, Era Parseghian won two national championships in 1966 and 1973. The 1966 national championship, his Notre Dame team tied Michigan State. But at the time, Notre Dame was not going to no bowl games. And honestly, Ken Stabler and Ray Perkins and Bear Bryant should have won the national championship that year, because they went undefeated, but we're not going to get into all that. So I did my research, and I said, okay, we know Notre Dame is touchdown Jesus, right? But I went back, and I did my research, and I went to the 67 NFL draft, and I saw when Notre Dame put 8 players in the NFL that year. 67, 1967, right? Then I looked what Tennessee State and Grambling did. Combined, they put 11 players in the National Football League. So I looked at that 66 team that Mr. Parseghian won with his first national championship. You had Alan Page, Jim Lynch. I said, okay, Jim Lynch was a great linebacker with the Kansas City Chiefs. Alan Page, we know all about his career in Minnesota. Then I look at that 67 draft that you had Norman Davis Grambling. You had Bill Tucker, Tennessee State, Alvin Coleman, Tennessee State, Julian Gray Grambling, Nolan Smith, that was a Super Bowl champion with the Kansas City Chiefs. He was teammates of Jim Lynch on the Super Bowl 14. So I said, okay. I'm trying to figure out where Russo, dang, I didn't want to say his name, I'm sorry, was trying to compare that. And then I started thinking, he ain't really did his research. He from New York. So he don't know the impact of the SWAC wars in the 1960s to college football and to the National Football League in the AFL, the American Football League. Then I went to the 74-73 National Championship team in Notre Dame where they had David Casper, only guy that was prominent on that team. Then I go and look in the 74 draft where Mr. Casper was the only guy of really notoriety that went in the 74 draft. And Notre Dame had four players. Then I go back to the 74 draft. And I see what Tennessee State and Grambling put in that draft. Ed Tootall Jones, Raymond Bryant, John Holland, Charles Battle of Grambling, the first three gentlemen of Tennessee State, Bill Bryant of Grambling, Ed Gatway of Tennessee State. So, right there, that's nine players, 9-4. But I go back and Mr. Parsegian, he coached 10 years in Notre Dame. He went 170-58-6. Two national titles. Okay. Then I look at Eddie Robinson at Grambling. 56 years at one school. 1941 and 1997. A guy that even had coached other sports. Had to fix sandwiches for the football team. Had to keep the yard, cut the grass. Facing all type of obstacles, but he won 9 college football national championships. Then I'm looking at John Murder, 1952 to 1962, Jackson State. Then at Tennessee State, 20 years, 1963 to 1983, 235, 70, and 12, 8 black college football championships. Now the parallel is everybody saying, well, they weren't on the talent level as a Power Five school. On my grave, back in the 60s and 70s, I would take an all-star team from Grambling and an all-star team from Tennessee State, and I guarantee you they will wipe the field with Notre Dame, Michigan State, Alabama, all y'all in the 60s. See, Notre Dame, the Michigan States, the USC's of the 1960s, they didn't have this one thing they had to fight against. You know that word, you know what it was? It was two words, Jim Crow. And these two gentlemen right here still produced at a high level. And it's something, something that's never gonna go out of my heart. Oh, my soul. See, I keep telling everybody 1966, Nashville, Tennessee. In my opinion, and we're in different eras, and that's a lot of argument. Even this year, 2022, everybody's saying Nick Saban might have the greatest team in college football. And then LSU 2019 team, and then all the great teams from the University of Miami. But that 66 Tennessee State team, Claude Humphrey, Jimmy Marcellus, Andrew Dickey, in a 3-year span, 22 players drafted in the National Football League. And this gentleman is going to say that Errol Parsegian is better than these two coaches. I would have liked to see and Mr. Parsegian could change places with Coach Robinson and Coach Meredith. Let him go down to Tennessee State and Grambling and coach and let them have what Mr. Parsegian had. I guarantee you the situation would have been different. See, I tell it like it is. I don't have nothing to lose. I'm 62 years old. That's the truth. And I hope everybody watches this video. The bottom line, when you start putting information out there, you do your research, even at the highest networks. Don't throw something out there. Harry Potter season is the greatest college football coach of all time. Jim Crow, baby. Jim Crow. And these two gentlemen still produced at a high level. And that's why I'm proud. I'm proud to talk about these two gentlemen. They're heroes of black college football. And I'm going to throw Mr. Jake Gaither in there from Florida A&M.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. And the only thing I have to say, it's like the great Aretha Franklin. Baby, I got what you need. Do you know I got it? All I'm asking for is a little respect. Respect these two gentlemen. 1960s, baby. 6 years old, seeing Tennessee State. The 901. My hometown. Memphis, Tennessee. I'm proud of it. Y'all be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.